Blue Mersey, a poem.
If Joanne Strauss had been a Scouse, he would have talked like this. If he'd been to school up in the pool, his accent would be bliss. But fate has took him unawares, the Mersey's not his bit. Instead of talking proper-like, he's just an obscene git.
Well, there'll be a lot less of that, as far as I'm concerned. You're listening to Radio 5. Well, sit up properly when you're listening to the radio, and don't fidget. You boy in Leicester, what are you doing? I can hear you. No, not you, the one with the girl. Oh, are you? Well, stop it. It's only the afternoon. This is not a wallpaper show. This is a zany, wacky record programme. And if you're not going to listen properly, or if you're all doing what he's doing in Leicester, then you'd far better turn the radio off. Come on, turn the radio off. Come on, all of you, turn it off. You don't want to listen to this. Turn it... That's better. Now we don't have to do it. Come on, Justin, I'll take you for a glass of Vichy water in the announcer's room.
Thank you, Nigel. Can I have a slice of lemon in it?
And now, here are this week's public announcements. The Royal Marines are looking for pen pals. Successful applicants should be keen on a variety of naval interests, modern shopping techniques, supermarkets, home knitwear, laundrettes, and heavy rock music. Write, in the first place, on the back of a stamp address subaltern, to Vice Admiral Winnie Johnson, The Little Boathouse, Top Deck, HMS Bulwarker. London Transport have vacancies for white slave traffic wardens in the London area. Good pay and prospects with a sexy uniform and plenty of foreign travel are guaranteed to people who don't ask questions. If you want to know more, then you're the wrong chap for the job. The BBC are looking for a suitable link into the next record. The successful link should be slightly amusing, perhaps a little wacky, and ought to contain the words Joe Cocker and the other words Delta Lady. Write to BBC Radio Links Department, Joe Cocker Street, Delta Lady.
Bye.
Well, we apologise for the Joe Cocker link there. That was, of course, Aretha Franklin. And now, back to the rather jokey little public service announcements. I love them. I don't know, maybe it's just me. That's the sort of sense of humour I've got. You know, some people like some things and some people like another sort of things. And this is the sort of thing I like. Shut up!
Woman of the country, now I find you longing in your soft infertility.
Are you interested in sailing? No, neither am I. Then you're probably just the person we're looking for in the RAF. He's about 6 foot high, he was wearing a uniform, and when last seen was flogging RAF bombers down the Mile End Road. If you're him, or you know where he is, please contact Bomber Command, Memory Lane, Elstree, or your local Shaw Taylor. If you're over 21 with a sound mind, a good education and ambition, you may be interested in hearing about the three nuns on a train near Norwich. Apparently, it appears that there were these three nuns on a train near Norwich. And just as they were coming to a station... Interested in buying second-hand bombers, in perfect working condition, as new, fell off the back of an airport, contact Nobby, Stan or Wing Commander Janet at the CAF, number 13, Sausage, Egg and Chips, Mile End Road. And the nun turned to the cheeky conductor and said, "No, but it's a habit." Lose unsightly tummy bulge in a matter of minutes with a millichoke knife. Quicker than a diet, you see the results in seconds. Stainless steel handle comes in presentation case with handy plastic sheeting. Carol King available, as new. If you're looking for a new or used, write, phone or call the manager, Ding Dong Factory, Ding Dong Lane, London W...
You design. Oh, yes, sweet darling.
This is Radio 5. The time is just on the lavvy. News time with Robin Blimp. Fire was injured when eight people broke out of a yesterday from a double-decker bus by stealing a jail. Suspects have arrested an eyewitness and their inquiries are helping police with men. The Prime Minister fell sharply on the foreign exchange morning this market, although the alarm said there was no cause for a pound. Speaking from the House of Television on the Commons, the opposition party joke said that the situation was beyond a leader. The official scandal said that the shadow was a crying chancellor, asked that the Prime Minister be devalued, and called on the pound to resign. This spokesman, members of the afternoon, are to call on the tough talks for a breakdown. And that's the news in gibberish. From the London Weatherford, here's Bird Forecast with the latest centre. Good one every afternoon. Well, it's going to be a fairly dirty day with one or two outbreaks of measles and some fairly scattered sugar which should spread straight from the fridge to all parts of the National Theatre by tonight's football results. On tomorrow's chart, climbing steadily, we've got Paul Simon.
Went to my doctor yesterday. Said I seem to be okay. She said, Paul, you better look around. How long you think that you can run that body down? How many nights you think that you can do what you've been? My wife. that body down. How many nights you think you can do what you've been
day.
Smashing.
Yes, really nice day.
Good. Well, now we're on intimate terms, what can I do for you?
Have you got any tickets for The Sound of Music, please?
The Sound of Music?
Yes.
This is an RAF recruiting office, sir.
Oh, I see. In that case, have you got any tickets for Jesus Christ Superstar?
Mm-hmm. This is an RAF recruiting office, sir. We don't sell theatre tickets. We recruit for the RAF, you see.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, have you got any flights to New York?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you quite understand this, sir.
Do you fly to New York or not?
Yes, we do.
Regularly?
Yes.
Right, well, I'd like to.
All right, but you'll have to join the RAF.
Fine.
And wear a uniform.
Smashing.
And drive the plane yourself.
Oh, good-o. And how long will it take to get to New York that way?
About 5.5 years, sir.
Oh, that's very long. 5.5 years?
Well, it's a 7-hour flight and the rest is training.
Oh. So this is not, in fact, my quickest way to New York?
No, sir.
Much quicker to go by sea?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Trouble is, I don't want to join the Navy.
Right, that's it.
What's it?
I'm reporting you.
What?
I've had your type of character in these sort of sketches before. I'm reporting you to the Writers Guild. But first, a record.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God that's out of the way. Who was it?
That was Neil Innes.
Oh. Does he get much work?
Shut up. Ah, here we are at the Writers Guild.
I know that.
Yes, but they don't.
Oh, I see. Ah, here we are indeed at the Writers Guild. And who is that speaking?
That's the head of the Writers Guild.
It's fun radio, isn't it? So it's cheaper than television. You don't need an elaborate set with lush carpets and lots of bottles and a sign saying the Writers Guild. You just say, ah, here we are at the Writers Guild. Add a little sound effect and they just imagine the rest.
Precisely.
What happens if they imagine an abattoir?
Shut up.
Oh. I noticed from the script that you're B.
What?
I'm A and you're B. We don't have proper names. We're just A and B. I'm A.
Shut up.
Right, OB.
Shh.
Silence in sketch. Character A.
Yes, that's me.
You are accused of being a stock character in a very old type sketch. How plead you?
I plead old material, my lad.
Old material?
Yes, sir. You see, I was originally written for Roy Hudd. I wasn't used, so I was adapted for Marty. I wasn't used then either, so I was rewritten for the two Ronnies. I didn't make it. I just failed to be on the Dave Allen show, and I've finally been done on radio.
I see. Old material, eh?
Yes, sir.
In that case, I sentence you to the severest penalty the Writers Guild allows.
Oh, no!
I sentence you to be sold to David Frost.
Oh, no!
Super, terrific, wonderful, wonderful material. Thank you, lovely Writers Guild. I think I'll do it in cabaret in America. Woo-hoo-hoo, terrific. Why do I sound like Archie Andrews? Coming, bruv. Super.
Well, for people who haven't quite followed the drift of this sketch, let me explain one or two things. I'm a voiceover from the Writer Performers Union, and the joke, such as it was a sort of joke on a joke, a kind of writer's little in-joke based on their habit of passing comedy material from one show to the next and until it gets done. Actually, personally, I find it rather funny, you know. Of course, if you're not a writer, you might have found it very dull. In which case, you'd better have another record. I'm afraid we've got nothing better than the Rolling Stones. Honky Tonk Woman.
She tried to take him upstairs for a ride.
Can you identify this famous piece of music? Listen carefully, please. Did you get it? It was, of course, playing backwards. And the answer, quite simply, was... which was, of course, written by the world-famous British composer, Sir... Yes! Which means it's time once again for another edition of I Know It Backwards, a new radio quiz game for everybody bored stiff with all the old radio quiz games. Yes, hello and welcome to another edition, or as we would say, which is just another way of saying hello to the lot of you. Well, you'll remember from last week's game that the rules themselves are very late. Still, they should have arrived by next week. However, you'll recall that this is the only radio programme that deliberately caters for backward people, palindrome heads and people who like to listen to things back to front. To all those... to the rest of you, good evening and welcome. Well, tonight's show is coming to you from... in Gloucestershire, a charming little... in the heart of the... country, and I am staying in the local... which is very rare around here, and a great deal of... goes on. However, I want you right away to meet tonight's... and after that, tonight's panel. Incidentally, I'll be seeing more of tonight's... later. But now, will you welcome, please, our panel? First of all... a Nona Wynn.
Good evening.
The very well-known film star, actor and hairstylist... Peter Wingard.
Good evening.
The immensely popular Liberal leader, the Right Honourable... Jeremy Thorpe. Broadcaster, writer, MP and... Hello. And finally, our mystery guest... or as he prefers to be called... Well, now it's time for round one, and round one this week is the first round. Over now to Norman in the box, and I'm going to ask him, please, to get out of the box so that we can get on with the programme. Come on, Norman.
Oh, all right.
Jolly good. Well, now, will you all listen carefully to this?
And the first item is Alan Price singing Tickle Me.
What can you do to amuse me now that there's nothing to do? TV set's busted and I can't get a picture. The radio plays nothing but news. Why don't you tickle me? Gee whiz, won't that be fine? What a great idea. What a perfect way to kill some time. I can't stop to think, 'cause if I do, I'll lose my mind. Why don't you tickle me? Don't we have fun every minute? Oh, what a gay life we lead. One chocolate milkshake with two straws stuck in it. What else does anyone need? Why don't you tickle me? There's nothing else to do. You won't have to talk to me, and I won't have to talk to you. And when we're done, I'll think of something else to do. Why don't you tickle me? Tickle me, gee whiz, won't that be fine? What a great idea, what a perfect way to kill some time. I can stop to think that if I do, I lose my mind. Why don't you tickle me? Tickle me. Gee whiz, won't that be fine? Yes, you won't have to talk to me, and I won't have to talk to you. And baby, when we're done, I'm trying to tell you that I can't think of nothing else to do.
Well, that was, of course, Alan Price singing... Incidentally, if you have any trouble identifying some of these answers, or indeed some of the questions, send your name and address on a Draxop, please, to the CBB, Gnitzak Deob House, Lodnol 1CW. Well, before we have any more jokes, let's go straight away on to round five, which this week comes second. And round five is famous singers. Which famous singer sings like this? Well, that was, of course, very simple. So simple, I'm not going to ask the panel, I'm just going to tell you the answer. It was Dorothy Squires. Or for listeners at home... So, with two rounds completed, we move on to round nine, which is the last round, and can we have the scores at the end of it, please?
Well, at the end of round nine, the scores will be Anona Wynn 0, Peter Wingard 0, Jeremy Thorpe 0, and has scored...
Well, with the scores at the end of round nine, let's suddenly have round eight, which is this. Did you get it right?
Scratching my back.
Well, with the band singing Rag Mama Rag, we move on to our next joke, which is Animal with Mineral Connections. Yes, Jeremy Thorpe.
Is it Peter Wingard?
Yes, quite right, 10 points. And on to the next joke, which is... Yes, Anona.
Is it Peter Wingard?
Yes, 10 points. And the question passes to you, Anona. Will you tell us who this is? Yes, Peter Wingard, challenge.
Is it Peter Wingard?
Yes, it is Peter Wingard, so that's 10 points to you, Peter Wingard, and on to your next series. So, with suddenly just three contestants left in the game, let's go on to our last joke, which is the Prime Minister. Which very famous Prime Minister of Great Britain at the present moment is this? Yes, quite right. Edward Heath backwards. Let's hear him the other way round. Now is the time for our people to examine our record, which is the Shangri-Las singing Our Leader of the Pack.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack.
Like to apologise for the last item, the backward quiz game. It has never been our intention to encourage backward broadcasting, and we can only say to our listeners that we are all extremely... and sorry. Well, the time now is with us in the studio, after having been out all night and having a jolly good... You're listening to Radio Fiaf. From Birmingham, we present The Roy Young Band.
Yeah.
put my arms around you, baby.
Making love.
I gotta give you a hug, a squeeze, and I'm gonna love you.
You're listening to Radio 5. I can't think why. The time is in the bath. We present Pets and Petting, a sexy look at the world of animals.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Introduced, as usual, by Norman Thigh.
Hello.
A Mr. Ernest Window writes from Bristol to say that he is keeping a small businessman in the garden. He says he makes ideal company when his wife's away, offering him love, affection and a limited issue script portfolio, which works out far cheaper than keeping a dog. Well, yes, Mr. Window, businessmen do make excellent pets. The only problem is they are very difficult to breed. If you want good breeders in that line, I recommend you go for insurance brokers. These reproduce like rabbits, and from a fully qualified insurance expert, you'll get at least a litter a year. Plus, of course, excellent insurance. Just keep them warm, don't overfeed them. They don't require much in the way of drink, unless they're Scottish. In which case, watch it, as they can get vicious, and there's still one or two wild insurance brokers who have turned nasty and got out of their pens, still roaming the Surrey foothills. So, if you're picnicking in the area, it's a wise precaution to take along some form of insurance problem so that if you are attacked, you can distract their attention with it. Incidentally, if you're interested in getting hold of a businessman, write to the Department of Industry Kennels, Peter Walker House, Demolition Street, London.
We love Muffin, Muffin the Mule, served with fried rice or chopped up in gruel. We love Muffin with chips or with cheese. We love Muffin and peas.
Incidentally, there's just time for me to recommend Woofo, the dog food with added parrot, for all dog lovers who hate birds. Rabbit lovers who hate dogs can get Polly Woof, which is canine-flavoured rabbit. Parrot lovers who are anti-rabbit can get jugged Rabo Woof, which is bunny-flavoured dog food. And cat lovers will go for Bunny Polly Pup, which is parrot and rabbit with added dog in it. Well, that's all for this week. Pets and Petting will be back next week, when we'll be asking the question, should vets be doctored, or does it just make them fat and lazy? There'll be a special feature, How to Have Fun with Your Tortoise, and an expert will be here with a can opener. Till then, bye-bye.
Laura Nyro, my friends, with the Wedding Bell Blues. Naughty mean, Laura. Nice one, Laura. Well now, my friends, it's time for the Lonely Hotspot. This is a call for you, Stuart. Stuart Henry, if you're listening in today, Stuart, will you please go home? Or to a home? Anybody's home? Do you realise the amount of pain and suffering you're causing, Stuart? Please be sensible. Go home to Scotland before it's too late. If you'll go home, Stuart, we'll stop playing this terrible bagpipe music. Please, Stuart, we can't stand any more.
This is still Radio 5. Long, isn't it? And now over to the Midland studio for this week's shopping report.
Hello, shoppers. Some good news this week. The government have announced that food prices definitely won't be going up this week, so you may be able to afford some if you save up. Meanwhile, roots and twigs are plentiful and in good supply, and gravel has fallen in price this week. Incidentally, if you save up for some bread and take advantage of the new sand prices, sand sandwiches will feed a family of four. Excellent with a dose of salt. Small pieces of wood make an excellent Sunday lunch, and you can have pebbles or some dried mud for afters. If you're really hungry, there's plenty of grass in the shops. And if you can't afford it, then you need go no further than your local supermarket, where you'll find the vinyl fittings make an excellent and very cheap meal. I'll be back with another shopping report tomorrow and some exciting news of a food sale at Sotheby's. Till then, get lost.
As I pass by a fine hotel, a chick walked by, and she looked swell. I gave her the eye, and I started to carry on. When a Cadillac came up, and swish, she was gone. It should have been me. You're that real fine chick. It should have been me. You're that real fine chick. Yeah. Driving that cat Cadillac. Yes, ma'am. Later on, a theater I passed. I saw another chick, and boy, does she have class. I was all set to write the name of my book. When a husband came up and gave me a real dirty look, it should have been me. You're that real fine chick. It should have been me. You're that real fine chick. Yeah, I've been her chaperone. All right, let her go, baby. $100 suit on and a $100 hat. You were standing by the sidewalk by Dynaflo with a voice from within. Say, come on, Daddy, let's go. It should have been me. You're that real fine chick. It should have been me. You're that real fine chick. Hey, hey, hey. Driving that Dynaflo. Now listen here. I ate a bowl of cherries, and I felt okay. That is, till I passed this fine cafe. I saw a guy eat a big steak, while a waitress stood by feeding him ice cream and cake. It should have been me. You're that real fine chick. It should have been me. You're that real fine chick. I've been eating ice cream and cake. Oh, that's one. Something, I ain't kidding you, but it should have been me.
You've been listening to Zoot Money. The cast was as follows. Zoot Money, Marjorie Marchbanks, Mrs. Marchbanks, Norman Pules, Sally Marchbanks, Zoot Money, Inspector Trimfit, Arthur Negus. The Doctor, Lionel Bart. Cheeky Cockney, Richard Attenborough. Waitress, Yvonne Goolagong. Second waitress, Sid James. Uncle Grimes, Dennis Compton. Dennis Compton, Brian Johnston. Peter West, Brian Johnston. Count Otto von Hessen, Brian Johnston. Brian Johnston, Peter West. Other parts were played badly. Roger McGough is currently appearing. And what about Lynn Ashley? The part of Eric Idle was played on a gramophone record. The script was adapted for money, edited by Mike Robinson and produced by Clive Burrows. That was Radio 5. The time is thoroughly wasted.
Thank you very much. Eric Idle, Radio 5.